Hey folks, Michael and
Matt here.
And today is a all-members show, but we wanted to give you a nice little teaser Tuesday on Wednesday.
You know how we're always thinking about, you know, you freebies, even though you're not quite as giving as the members are.
But at any rate, folks, we wanted to give you a little bit of a tease. This gives you a good sense of what happens on the funner half of the show. Great reason to become a member, which, of course, you can do by going to
Majority.fm. And you can just click Become a Member. And then right there, you could support the show for as little as a cup of coffee. Less than a cup of coffee a day, actually.
Less than a cup of coffee a day. And certainly less than a latte. All right. Enjoy this teaser. We'll be back tomorrow.
Let's do Hannity because this guy's such a douche and such a horrible liar. And it's worth just crapping on him since we were talking to Gabe Sherman yesterday about Fox.
And apparently we only have 3 years left to do so.
That's right. Sean Hannity is only giving us now a 3-year countdown. Well, he may not quit his show. He may broadcast it for some remote studio or he'll retire or whatever.
I'll never mention his name again after he leaves New York. I don't care what he does. I promise you.
As you know, Sean Hannity has now threatened to leave New York, but is going to do it for some reason. He's going to wait 3 years because, I don't know, maybe he has stock options that vest, or he's so angry, but not so angry that he's going to forfeit the money on his present contract. He'll probably renegotiate his contract with Fox to shoot it out of his studio like Rush does or his home in Florida or whatever, so he can avoid income taxes. But some time ago, Sean Hannity took great offense to Andrew Cuomo's statement that extreme conservative policies simply have no place in New York electoral politics. And if you don't believe him, I guess you can ask, who is that guy? Carl Pavano? Who is the guy? Who is that?
Carl Paladino.
Carl Paladino. You can ask any. I mean, the greatest of the Tea Partiers in New York are losing steam. I mean, that's just the reality. It's just because, you know, for the most part, New York is just, I guess, far more saner of a place in some respects. So Hannity took great offense and announced that he was going to leave New York and then sort of walked that back to when my contract is up and I'm planning to leave anyways. But here he is talking about, well, let's just play this clip. He's complaining about Bill de Blasio because, well, you know, Bill de Blasio is a Sandinista and splits his time between New York City and Nicaragua. And here is Sean Hannity spewing all sorts of lies. Here we go.
You know, here's what we've got going on in New York with the new United Socialist State of New York. The next mayor of New York, the latest mayor of New York, is a guy by the name of Bill de Blasio. He is angry at the obnoxious snowstorms because he can't seem to get the plowing done right. First, he penalizes people in districts that didn't vote for him.
Pause it.
Now he's
That was a fabricated story by the New York Post that he specifically told the plows not to go up to the Upper East Side because they didn't vote for him. And it turns out that, in fact, the plows were there, but there was a faulty GPS tracker on the back of the plows that didn't show, that had broken down and showed that they were nowhere as opposed to where they were. But that's not going to stop Sean Hannity.
Penalizing other people, and people still haven't had their 8 inches of snow plowed. It's unbelievable. Now we've got de Blasio, according to the latest numbers, after 1 month on the job, didn't take long for the new leftist mayor of New York to return to the bad old days, reversing a 20-year trend of declining crime rates from Giuliani and Bloomberg. After 1 month, the comrade, new mayor of New York, de Blasio, the murder rate has gone up an astonishing 33% over last year.
Pause it. Now, here's how Sean Hannity's lying with this one. He's talking specifically about murders, not crime rates. And the murder rate in the year 2014, and just so you know, it's the first week of February. So the murder rate really just deals with the first 4 days of 2014. In 2013, the number of people murdered was 21. In 2014, the number of people murdered was 28. Yes, it is a 33% rise year over year. This is not reversing the trend of a 20-year decline, because in each of those years, it didn't necessarily decline. For instance, in 1998, there was 629 murders. In 2001, there were 649 murders. But over the course of 20 years, yes, there's been a big decline in the murder rate. Over the 2 years, the past 2 years, there has been 0% chance, 0% change in the January murder rate, which means that in 2012, there was actually 33% more murders in January than there was in 2013. The robbery rate, however, is down by 15%.
And that percentage accounts for a lot less robberies than there are less
murders.
Well,
200 difference.
Well, why rob when the Sandinista mayor's giving it to you anyways?
And over a 14-year, it's 15% over a 2-year change, so that's more sustainable. Over a 13-year, it is down 41% under this leftist. Under a 21-year change, 81% it's down. Unbelievable what he's been able to do in such a short period of time. He's only been mayor, really, for less than 30 days, right? I mean, when was this? It was back in January 10th, right?
January 1st he was sworn in.
Oh, okay. This is unbelievable.
But you'll notice that paper only accounts from up to January 26th or 28th or something.
So, oh, my God. It could have been even lower.
Yeah.
No one fights crime like socialists.
Oh, my God.
No one cracks down on purse snatchings like Sandinistas.
Unbelievable. Well, he speaks their language. You know how it is.
No. Fidel would not approve.
It is counter-revolutionary for you to steal a... Unbelievable. So,
yes, our new
continue.
White
Sean
mayor Hill. Sounds
right.
like...
Well, he's a Sandinista.
Yeah, he sounds like Speedy Gonzalez
right.
talking
he's
about
Sandinista.
Nicaragua. Basically.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing.
The latest is on de Blasio, and this just broke a short time ago. I actually saw it in the Daily News online. Comrade de Blasio announced that New York City public schools will now be closed for Muslim holidays. New York City's moving to close the school for two Muslim holidays and the Lunar New Year. But the mayor isn't sure about some Hindu festivals.
Oh, my
we'll have
God.
To wait.
Oh, my God. Oh, my non-Jewish and non-Christian God. We need to blow the clarion call. How dare he? First off, since when do the Sandinistas show this type of respect for religion? What he should be doing is stopping the holiday for Yom Kippur, stopping the holiday for Rosh Hashanah, stopping the alternate side parking holidays for Tu B'Shvat, for Simchas Torah, for Sukkot, stopping the holiday for Christmas and Easter. But instead, this socialist, communist, atheist is now saying that we're going to have holidays for Muslim holidays? What? As if there are Muslim kids who go to public school? And now, and what's next? The Hindus? My non Jewish, non-Christian God. What is next?
Sam, that ain't gonna make no kind of sense.
Wow. I can't believe Sean Hannity. What's
don't
that?
The Muslims have enough?
There's more?
I think there's a little bit more.
Don't the Muslims have enough?
Let's have to see. New York is going to be a mess by the time I leave. At the end of, well, in the middle of 2017.
There you have it, folks. This is the way the Sandinista left works. Now, I should also say that I think our program is probably the only program that would even, where the audience would have generally the audience would have a notion of who the Sandinistas are. Well, and Sean Hannity's, because I think his average age is probably like triple ours.
I guess Sean Hannity didn't hear the breaking de Blasio news yesterday, where de Blasio said he will not be marching in the St. Patrick's Day parade, ending that years-long reign because they don't allow gays to march in the parade.
Well, that's what's happening. Look, New York is on track by 2017 now. We are at the beginning of 2014. Can you just imagine a New York where there's two extra holidays for kids getting off for school for Muslims, probably throw in one for the Hindus. Come on. And who knows what else is going to happen. Or the mayor starts marching in other nationality or ethnic day parades that don't exclude gay people. New York, there'll probably next be this squeegee holiday. Folks, get out of New York while you can. That's all I'm saying. Get out of New York while you can.
Sean Hannity's audience is actually still recovering from the fact that the Sandinistas weren't a nice mariachi band that performs at Palm Beach. They're still very upset about it.